In an era when most farm boys completed eighth grade at most, this family saw something in their son that led them to help him go to high school and college. In turn, his work saved the lives of millions and earned him the Nobel Peace Prize. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green the plants in a healthy land, use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
South of Cresco, Iowa, you'll find the farmstead where Norman Borlaug was raised. Borlaug helped develop wheat varieties in Mexico and later in Pakistan and India to help feed and save the lives of millions of people. His work led many to call him the father of the Green Revolution. As Tom Spindler explains, today the farm where Borlaug was raised continues his mission.
He didn't want anything that was going to be a museum in his honor. He said, we need to show people what it was like when he was a kid growing up, so it could be a learning situation.
This farm and the foundation are always working to educate others. Not only is Borlaug's farm designed to tell the story of agriculture and providing improved crops for the world, it also serves as a way to inspire others of all ages. The people from humble farm roots can make a great impact on the world.
Look at what he did in his lifetime from being just a farm kid that is feeding his horses and the cows and the chickens and farming that land with horses out there. And look what he did in his lifetime. He turns around and is credited with saving hundreds of millions of lives.
Borlaug's work was recognized by many around the world. Notably, he won the 1970 Nobel Peace Prize and later the Presidential Medal of Freedom, among many awards in his lifetime. But as Spindler shares, this farm and what he learned as a child never really left him during his travels around the globe.
He was comfortable dealing with prime ministers. He was comfortable with dealing with small stakes farmers, but he really liked working with kids. And he always thought of himself as a teacher.
Today, many special events are held at the farm, attracting people from points across the nation and the world. Traveling the countryside near Cresco, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.